What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so people believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
Toasty. How are you feeling?
It is hot. We just turned off the fan, so we immediately started sweating.
You got a little red there, buddy.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot in the car. It's hot outside.
It's never hot in Oklahoma. You know what helps with heat?
Positive news stories?
And their what kind of t-shirt?
A Positive Truth t-shirt. A free one on top of that, too. This is how you get one. All you have to do is send us a positive news story. Send us to the Positive Truth podcast, or you can send it to our Facebook page. Leave us a 5-star review, a comment about anything that we're talking about on any of our episodes, and we're going to go ahead and send you a shirt for free. Just send us your address whenever you send us that positive news story as well, and I promise you we'll take care of you. If you're watching the video now, I am wearing the shirt. It's amazing. I get a lot of compliments all the time. People are like, oh, what podcast is that? And I have to let them know it's ours, and they're like, huh, you have a podcast? My brother, I had this conversation with him this last weekend. You have a podcast? I'm like, dog, are you serious right now? Yes, this is where we're at right now. We definitely want to spread the shirts, spread the positivity, and we want you guys to do it as well. So join us if you can.
Which brother was it? Yeah,
the one that, you know, in and out of the hospital over the last X amount of years. Okay. I'm not too mad at him.
I was like, the disappointment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have 6 positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start?
Absolutely. So I'm going to talk about the one my brother actually sent me. So
Same one.
So he hits me up and he's, man, I can't wait for this game tonight. He's a big Atlanta Braves fan. He likes random teams. He was born in California, but he likes the Buffalo Bills, the Atlanta Braves. He's a Los Angeles Laker fan. I'm missing a team somewhere random. I think like the Rockies for baseball. Anyways, he was like, yeah, man, Jen's umpiring behind the plate tonight. This is going to be the first time ever. I'm like, huh? Question mark. Because if you know my brother, he's not the most, I don't know how to explain that. He's just, it caught me off guard that he's supporting a woman the way that he was. So I was just like, hey, bro, why are you so excited for this if you don't mind me asking? And then he sends me a text message and it caught me off guard. I said, oh, I'm talking about this on the podcast. And that's when he asked, you have a podcast? He said, it's just amazing seeing women do what so many said they can't. They said women can't referee basketball. Guess what? They do just as good or better than the men that are out there and have been doing it for years. Now Jen is out here umpiring a baseball game, and hopefully a lot of young ladies are watching her because it only takes one person to start something special. My heart teared up. Like, not my eyes. My heart was like, oh, soft. I think it's awesome because Jen Powell, she umpired against the Atlanta Braves recently on August 10th. She was behind the plate. Her first call was a strike. It was actually a bad call, but it went viral because of how loud she was and confident she was. And it was actually pretty awesome to see. I watched it a couple times because my brother was cracking up about it. He saw her voice is deep, but she's doing her thing right now. And honestly, whenever I watched it, my daughter was watching it with me on my phone. And she was like, Daddy, what is she doing? She's playing baseball? I was like, no, she's actually umpiring it. And that's when it hit me. My daughter doesn't realize like that was mostly men doing that before. The first time she saw an umpire was a woman. And I thought that was the most special thing in the world. So I had to talk about it here on The Positive Truth because my brother was involved, my daughter was involved, and now we're all involved together.
I could never do it. Vision's too bad. And those balls are coming too quick.
Yeah, I can't see it. Yeah. My eyesight's good and I can't see a ball at all. I played machine pitch for 1 year when I was a kid. I got hit so many times.
How do you get hit with a machine?
I was playing
catcher.
I didn't catch that, man. I was terrified of the ball. I was hoping it bounced before it got to me. It was terrible. Terrible experience. That's why I ran track and played basketball.
Well, we love breaking barriers here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Indubitably.
My first positive news story, I can't cheat like Tim because I'm the one recording the video. It's about Korean food.
I like Korean food.
Where's your favorite place to eat Korean food?
Ooh, I don't know what it's called, but I love me some Korean ribs.
You know what it's called?
We go there like once every 2 years. It's like this Korean barbecue spot, but it's like I get Korean ribs every single time. They're my favorite thing in the world. Even when I go eat pho, I get Korean ribs. Now that I think about it.
You like Austin?
Love Austin.
There's a place in Austin called the Austin Korean House. First Wednesday of every month from noon to 4, they give free meals to anyone that shows up.
From noon to 4, they give free meals to anyone that shows up.
The first Wednesday of every month. They started in 2023. they gave out 700 meals that day. So it's like 12 to 4 and then 6 to 8.
Is it donation based?
Completely for free.
Wow.
So the business, Christian based, they're like, we just want to give back. We don't have a lot. We're doing pretty decent here. We just think it's our little thing to give back once a month. Started out with 700 meals in September. They did in August this year, gave away 1,500.
Oh my gosh. Whew. You know how special that is, JP?
Pretty special. It's not even like you can give a donation but everyone that shows up that day, there's no donations. It's just all free. You need to put donations on the other times you show up.
This is a time right now where everybody is broke. We are all like penny pinching, right? So the fact that a restaurant is doing this, obviously it costs money for food. So they're out here giving it for free to the community. Probably people that go there regularly, probably the homeless community that's there. That's special, man, to have that. Kind of.
Did you read the article? Because that's exactly what they said. People are struggling, so we want to give back. And the person that was interviewed was a homeless person in line.
No, I honestly didn't. I just thought, man, people are broke right now. Everybody I talk to, it's a financial issue right now. You know what I mean? So that's what I thought about whenever they're giving that away for free. We're in business. We know we have to buy things to sell things, and they're out here giving it for free. So that money's just going, and hopefully
1,500 free meals or average. Everything on the menu is $12 to $28. So do the math.
You're the calculator. I can't do that math off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's a lot of money they're giving away.
And that's special, though. Honestly, it makes me want to go eat there whenever I do go to Austin again. Austin's one of my favorite cities for sure.
See, we got Korean food. We got giving back.
We're doing it
and
big.
And we got Austin, Texas. What do you have for your next positive news story?
This one was one of my favorite, JP. I found it on social media and I did not believe it until I saw it again on another website. And I said, wait, this was real? I'm talking about Kandel Rivas Ramos. I tried with my accent. She's a member of the Rarumuri, an indigenous group known for long distance running in Mexico. So the reason why I'm talking about Miss Ramos, she actually just won an ultra marathon. This ultra marathon was 63 kilometers, which is about 39 miles. That is a marathon and a half for those that do not know this. She wore her traditional dress. She wore her sandals, which are called I'm gonna say it wrong, so I'm not gonna butcher it right now. Hucharas, I believe is what they're called. Hucharas. They're basically those indigenous sandals that you would see the Tarahumara, the other running tribe we've talked about in the past, wear. And that's what she wore when she ran, her traditional dress and her sandals. She was the first woman to cross the line. Special in itself, JP. What's even more special?
She walked there.
14 hours, JP. 14 hours. She walked from her hometown to where the city was at for 14 hours just to get on the starting line and run. Not to win, but just to run. The best part about it all, JP, this was her very first race. She dedicated it to her family, and now we're all talking about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Did she walk back?
I hope not. I hope somebody gave her a ride. You got to win some money for winning a race like that, an ultra marathon. Hopefully she got a taxi or an Uber or something. I would have took her home, man. I would have drove her home. Forget that. 14-hour walk? That's probably like I don't know how long of a drive that is. I walk fast. So I don't
know. I actually did see that, and I was like, this is an AI fake news.
That's what I thought too.
Like, there's no way. How old was she again?
I'm not 100% sure her age. Let me check it out though. I got the time, 7 hours. I don't think I have her age inside the article.
The one I read, it was like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for years. And it's, oh yeah, like she comes from, her tribe comes from like a mountain. So it's like less oxygen. It's like, oh yeah, running's part of the culture. Yeah,
they hunt. When they hunt for food, they basically chase whatever animal they're chasing until the animal gets tired. So it's wild. It's in their blood.
Technically all humans did that in Africa too. We would just tire everyone out. We might have lost a little bit of it over time.
I was about to say, I went on a 3-mile run yesterday and it got so hot. I literally was almost walking. I left my shirt in a spot that I knew was not by the finish line where I was going to stop. So I knew I had to run another lap to get my shirt, but I almost left it. I was like, it's too hot, man. So people like that, way better than us.
That's what I'm saying. What, the thousands of years ago, our ancestors were, yeah, doing that. And they just kept it going. Born to run.
It's beautiful, man. I can't wait to show my daughter this article. I ended up finding out my wife's family, they're tied to the Tarumara tribe. Their bloodline is. And my wife's mom was telling me about it. Caught me off
guard. Oh, Edna's going to roast you for your pronunciation later?
I hope not. Layla's the only one that listens to these episodes in our household right now, so I should be okay.
Layla, don't stitch. Keep Tim out of the doghouse.
Please.
Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening, think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
School started. The kids are back in school. Son's at daycare. Daughter's in second grade. Quick little funny story. And it was like, hey, we got to drop off Layla the first day of school like we always do. I said, for what? She said, what do you mean? I was like, Layla wants to walk up to school by herself. She doesn't want to be walked to the door anymore. We argued about it for a second. I was like, all right, Edna, you win. We'll walk her up. We attempted to walk her up. Layla dipped on us, didn't even give us a hug or a kiss. She said, bye, mom, bye, dad, as soon as a couple of her friends ran up and she took off, right? Edna stood there for a second and just looked. Layla looks back at her, waved again, and just took off. We walked back to the car. Edna was doing her best not to cry, but I was like, look, I tried to tell you. She did this to me last year a couple times, and I was shook, but I tried to warn you. But honestly, I'm grateful.
You're definitely going to be in the doghouse after that story.
I told her I was going to talk about it on the podcast. I said, I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast because I told you. But no, I'm super grateful. My daughter has all the confidence in the world. My son does as well, too, so I'm happy that they're out there getting their education on.
We were older. We never got any of those cool like Facebook picture things. Like, I don't think I got a first picture of anything. And I don't think I would have wanted it either.
Yeah.
Were y'all trying to take like a picture in front of the school? I thought y'all had the picture.
We do the picture in front of the house because I know Layla, she's all over the place. Once we get to school, she'll do it on the last day of school. She'll take a picture in front of the school, but I always do it in front of the house. We got the same spot right by in front of the door. I looked at those pictures recently. I'm like, yo, she grew up too fast. She went from this little toddler looking thing to a whole full-fledged little mini teenager or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, she's taller than you.
She's about to be. My son grew too, man, recently. He's like in the 80th percentile in height. It's wild.
Weren't you until like eighth grade?
I forgot I was like taller than everybody up until, I swear I was going to be 6'3".
How tall was, and then eighth grade, fifth grade?
Yo, she said she hit, where her height now, she hit it in fifth grade.
There you go.
So she's
awesome. Y'all are just all early bloomers.
Good athletes, got to put them in youth sports.
That's good though. You're not going to be buying all the new clothes past seventh grade.
But we bought the son some school shoes. I got to buy him some school shoes now. The daycare teacher was like, hey, we think his shoes are too small. Depressing, bro. Depressing.
I'm talking about seventh, eighth grade. Then you'll be good.
Yeah.
You're just speed running the process.
Indubitably. What are you grateful
for? To follow that up.
That was a lot. My bad, guys.
I'm grateful for quick and easy meals. Been doing the chicken that you warm up in the microwave, the chicken thighs.
Interesting.
Hey, they're great.
Do you have an air fryer?
See, here's the thing. I do have an air fryer. Read about the carcinogens. I was like, yeah.
We have not read about the carcinogens, so.
Sorry to ruin it for you and everyone listening.
Definitely did.
My rule with food equipment, if I make it and it tastes good, I'm like, oh, there has to be something wrong here because I can't cook. So then I made air fryer chicken thighs and I was like, hold up, I'm out. I can't cook this good. Googled air fryer negative effects and I was like, there you go. There we go.
You were looking for balance. That is hilarious.
There's no way. If I can cook it, it's gotta be bad for you.
Nah, man. I don't believe that. We all get lucky every now and then with seasonings.
I'll get lucky one day. You know who needs luck though?
Who's that?
We were just talking about the homeless population. You did a story a long time ago. Layla was just being born a long time ago, so 7 years ago. It's about a man named Brennan in Philly. There's no way you remember this because we do too many positive news stories. He just got his barber license, and he was like, on my days off, I'm going to go out and cut the hair of the homeless.
Okay.
He's been doing it since 2017. Do the math.
8 years.
So, yeah, I was saying 7 years. It is 2025. 8 years. Just got his own shop.
Hey, grinding it out, giving back to the community, got his own shop.
Not only did he just get his new shop, salon set up, refurbished, was refurbished for him. And now him and all his barbers keep the tradition alive once a day, knock out haircuts for the homeless. Instead of just him, now he's got a whole squad doing it with him.
I think that's beautiful. We all know everybody, woman, man, child, girl, doesn't matter what a haircut does for us. It changes our confidence completely. It changes how other people look at you.
Why you gotta look at my hair when you said it though?
Well, our hair's about the same length. That's why I'm rocking this hat. I saw your edge up. I was like, oh, let me keep mine on too. But yeah, in general, man, I think that's beautiful. The fact that he's been grinding it out and giving back for so long, honestly, is the unsung hero of the story, the unsung part of the story, just because, man, people don't realize consistency means more than what you're actually doing. If you continuously do this day in and day out, that's way more special than just showing up and doing it one time. So shout out to him. I hope his shop is super successful, and shout out to all the barbers a part of that.
Absolutely. Perfectly said, Tim. What is your last positive news story?
I'm going to Green Bay, Wisconsin, that is. I actually have a story about a homeless man. So he was out here minding his business. Meanwhile, he's out there in the streets anyways, minding his business. Meanwhile, there was a woman. She actually has a few kids. It was four kids. They all have special needs. There's a six-year-old and three triplets. Three kids, they're triplets, they're 7 years old. Basically what ended up happening, they're moving from an apartment to a house. And while they're moving, the six-year-old decided, I'm out. She likes to take off and play a game. Her mom went to go chase after her. The little girl was fast. She got about a half a block ahead of her mom, and then she ran into the street. That's whenever her mom started screaming, please help, somebody help. This man who was homeless was like, huh, what's going on? As soon as he realized what the mom was saying, he took off. He did not care about his life whatsoever. He jumped in front of traffic. He stopped traffic. He helped the little girl get out of the street where the mom was able to catch up and reunite with her. Of course, the mom's super emotional, saying, thank you, let me pay you or something. And the man said, no. You're good. It's okay. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad I was in the right place at the right time. Humbly, no thank you. Do not pay me. It's okay. He was quoted by saying, I just hope if it was my child, somebody would do the same thing to help. That's all that he wanted. The woman ended up finding out later on his name was Trent, and he's actually homeless, and he was been staying in different shelters and getting help in that situation, trying to get out of homelessness. She wants to do everything she can to help because she said, he doesn't realize how important that moment was for us as a family. And I thought the story was special all around, honestly, because Trent did not care about his life. He literally was just trying to help somebody out that needed help in that moment. And he went back to minding his business, even though he's going through his own struggles. I thought it was awesome because whenever we all go through our struggles, we get selfish. We tend to get selfish. We tend to think about only our emotions. And that's not the best way to go about it. You know what I mean? Because everybody else is going through stuff too. So that's a nice reminder to me to think about others and pay attention to others, even though you're going through your own stuff. Shout out to Trent. You're a hero in my eyes.
100% hero. I'm reminded of the Bill Watterson quote. It's the urge to, whenever something happens to your child, the urge to hug them and strangle them at the same time.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. As a father, that was great. That was great.
So that's what I was thinking. I was like, you decide to run now? Also, triplets? And then you had another kid? Can you imagine if you would have had triplets for your first one? And then Edna was like, you think we should have another? Exactly. That would have been the response. You just would have laughed.
Oh man, sniff, hooray.
Yeah, shout out to Trent, hero. You just know that's gonna pay off in the long run.
Absolutely. We believe in karma over here, just throwing that one out there.
I believe in science with the Positive Truth Podcast. Oh. My last positive news story is about in Sydney, researchers have led a groundbreaking new paint. See, what this paint does is you paint it on the house, and it uses the water in the air and it traps it on the walls. So you paint it on the outside and the inside. Of course, you can change the colors. And what it does is it helps cool the house. So you use less electricity and less AC.
Hey, better for the environment all around. Okay.
Exactly. So the idea is like, we put all this paint up. What if we can just do some science-y goobble gobble that you know I can't pronounce?
Goobble gobble.
Use that water evaporation, trap it to the walls, and then save, basically, the idea is to save 50% on the electric bill and keep the house cool.
Just off of some paint alone is amazing.
As someone that does not like painting, I would be down to do this.
Would you do it yourself or would you hire somebody to do it?
I am lucky because my electric bill is never high. We discussed this once off the podcast and I was like, how much is your electric bill? I was like, how? And then mine was like $20.
Yeah.
You're like, you're never home.
That's literally what I was thinking. I was like, you ain't never home.
But yeah. So probably someone else, to answer your question. But save 50% of your electric bill, I might do it myself.
I'm cheap, so I'm definitely doing it myself. It's not going to look great, but hey, I'm saving.
So that's my last positive news story. Science is cool with positive truth. It is in research and development, R&D. Estimated time before it passes all the safety clearances, about 3 years. I know that seems like a long ways away, but wait till 7.
Man, time's going by fast. 3 years is nothing. 3 years is nothing. Now, when we were younger,
3 years was everything.
Yeah, it's like a life sentence in prison or something. Now, none. 3 years is nothing. We're going to be 40 real quick, man.
You're going to be 40 real quick.
Plot twist.
This whole time, my computer hasn't been plugged in, and it doesn't work without being plugged in, and the computer hasn't died. So take that as a positive new story. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
I do. Difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. Quotes by Tim.
And save.
I thought it stopped working.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.